Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all minds, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio, guys.
We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We had to take a break tonight. This is the same night. We got two shows in the same night, part one, part two. One is labeled part two. The other is not labeled. And sorry about that break we had. It's about a half an hour break. But we're back. And we're going to do part two of the show, The Illusion. As you know, if you listen to part one, we're doing segments on The Illusion. Now, there is actually on my on-demand, if you're looking at my site, I have an on-demand section. On-demand, because all of our shows are archived. That is to say that every show is recorded so you can listen to it at your leisure 24/7. All you have to do is come to my site, stroll down to the on-demand section. In that section, you will see all of our previous shows. And this show will be on that list before the, about an hour after we. Tonight's show again was called The Illusion. The Illusion. Time. Live like there is no tomorrow because there isn't. You know better. There isn't. Maybe the concept of tomorrow is a convenient tool to outline 24 hours from now or several hours from now or something like that. I don't know. But after you say that to yourself 100 times and you hear your parents say it and you hear it everywhere you go, in your environment, the next thing you know, you start believing that it's real. You go native. You start believing that shit. And somebody will stop you, and I mean, maybe in school or college or somewhere, somebody will say, whoa, we just made that up for convenience sake. But there is no such thing as tomorrow. Any more than there's such thing as yesterday. You know that, don't you? Just because the weatherman says sunrise and sunset, you know better, don't you? You know the sun doesn't go up and down in the sky, east to west. You know that day and night is caused by the earth turning on its axis away from the sun every 24 hours. The sun is still there where it was when we left it 24 hours ago. It didn't go anywhere. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you must know that. And if you don't, hello. That's the understanding today. The sun doesn't go up and down and from east to west. What you're watching when you see that occur, if you step outside and watch that, it may look like it is, but that's an illusion. You know, I often think about those who could have broke that illusion years ago and they didn't for you, because it would have opened up something for you that would make you more powerful than you can imagine. Knowledge-wise, it will make you more wiser than you can imagine. All that good shit. Because you don't know that, because you've lived yourself in this box that you were, that subliminally, clandestinely, you know the truth, but you'll say sunrise and sunset. Your weatherman will say tonight, sunrise tomorrow, sunset tomorrow. You know better. So you listen to my previous presentation on the initial thing on illusion, and I'll talk a little bit about that. I'll give some experiences I have with talking to young kids, teenagers, high school students, who were surprised to find out that they're earth that they're standing on is turning. And once they knew that, once I showed them how that's possible, they looked at the world differently. And perception is everything. You believe what you perceive. You perceive what you believe. They believed something different about the world outside. They looked up when they walked out the door from my class. For the first time, instead of looking down on the ground like sheep or herd pastoral animals, they looked up at the sky, up off the earth for a minute. After that reminding them or educating them that the earth turns on its axis and it turns away from the sun every 24 hours and come back. The sun didn't go nowhere. It's sitting right there waiting on you when you get back. You are causing day and night, not the sun. And so, tonight, let's talk about another illusion that you accepted, I guess, called time. If you were wearing a watch, say in a workplace, and you weren't sure about the time on your watch, you know how you would check that time to make sure it was correct? Against another clock. And if you weren't sure that one was, if you're not sure that clock was correct, you know how you check the time on that clock? Against another clock. You verify the time on your clock by another. Time is an invention of yours. And tonight we're going to talk about one segment of time that you know better. You know better. And hopefully when you use these terms, you use them as a tool because you know better. And you don't pass it on to your kids. You don't let them run around thinking these things are true, real things. Listen, here's what I mean, guys. The title of this topic is, tonight, is the illusion. Time. Temple. Live like there is no tomorrow, because there isn't. In the first part of this segment, I told you that there are cultures whose language never included a word for tomorrow. They don't have such a word in their vocabulary. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? There are some who don't even believe that such a thing exists. And before the night's over, you might not either. If you do, you might pull that veil from over your eyes tonight. Because this is their time, guys. The bullshit's over. We're going to stop passing on sunrise and sunset because not only is it not convenient as it's supposed to be, it's a lie. And not only is it a lie, it's a lie that have allowed you to look at the world differently than what it really looks like. You hear me? It's an illusion you've accepted. Somewhere down inside, most of you know it's a lie, but you even haven't told your kids yet. They still listen to the weatherman say sun up and sun down. I got news for you. If they listen to that shit long enough, they'll believe they're watching the sun go up and down rather than the ground underneath their feet. When you know that, when you're ready, come go with me. Live like there is no tomorrow, because there isn't. There are cultures who have no word for tomorrow. They don't believe it exists. In my last segment, I told you an old joke. It goes like this. The restaurant owner puts a sign outside his restaurant. The sign is a big sign, and it says free lunch tomorrow. People who see the sign come back the next day. They go into the restaurant and say, we're here for the free lunch. And the restaurant owner says, wait a minute. That sign outside didn't say free lunch today. It says free lunch tomorrow. Okay. So they go home. And they jump in their car the next day. And they go to the restaurant. Sign still outside. Free lunch tomorrow. Excuse me, guys. And they walk in the restaurant. And they say, well, we're here for the free lunch. And the restaurant owner says, look at that sign out there, son. Does that sign say free lunch today? They said, no. What does that sign say? That sign says free lunch tomorrow. See you tomorrow. All you can eat. You name it. All you can eat, free of charge. See you tomorrow. And they go home. How many times do they have to come back to realize that they're being tricked? How many times do I have to tell that story before you realize that you're being tricked? That is not what I mean. How many times do I have to tell that story before you get it that those cultures, those native cultures, some of which here in North America, who doesn't have a word in their language for tomorrow, may be right? There is no such thing. The restaurant owner proved it to you because you could not get that free lunch because that free lunch was on a day that did not exist, at a time that does not exist, called tomorrow. So that's why the title of this show is Live Like There's No Tomorrow. Because there really isn't, God. Stop it. Stop it. If you need to use those terms for your calendar, for business reasons or something like that, setting appointments, shit like that. Okay, I heard that. But you got to know when you wake up in the morning that that's bullshit. Because it will change your perspective, guys. And that's what this illusion section is all about. See, you believe what you perceive. And guess what? You only perceive in this world what you believe. It might be time to check out your BS, your belief systems. If they allow you to believe a certain thing and they know better, you should hear me talk about Galileo and being kidnapped and held in the Vatican for saying that the earth was not the center, it was the sun, that we lived in a solar system. He said the Catholic Church, while they held him hostage, Galileo Galilei, the telescope guy. He happened to mention that what the church has been saying is wrong, that the earth wasn't the center of this galaxy, of this universe, that it was a third rock from the sun, and the sun was in the middle. And all the other rocks went around the sun. He could tell that. The Vatican kidnapped him off the street. When he got out, he wrote a letter to a prince. And the letter was published. And the letter said, The Vatican told me while I was being held hostage that they already knew that we lived in a solar system and the sun was in the center. But the people are not ready to know. I'm quoting Galileo's letter. He said, the Vatican said, we already know. In fact, he said, they pulled the book off the shelves in the Vatican Library from Copernicus, a guy named Copernicus, way back in the Greco-Roman period, who had drawings in that book held in the Vatican by Copernicus. When they opened that book, there were drawings in there, and they showed it to Galileo, that we already know that the sun's in the middle. But the people are not ready to know. We want them to keep believing that the earth was created first, according to the Bible, and so everything else was, it circles around the earth, of course. A geocentric universe versus a helio, a sun-centered. You could be kidnapped off the street by the Vatican for saying different. And what did they mean? The people are not ready to know. When would you be ready? 2021? When would they were going to tell you that all that was a lie? Anyway, the illusion section is taking on time tonight. And don't forget, we got a call-in show, guys. So in a minute here, I'm going to open up my call-in section. And it's going to be your time to shine. I'm going to open up my chat room and see what you think about time. See if you got the time to deal with time. If you got a whole lot of time, maybe you can lend it to some people who ain't got enough time. Maybe you can lend it to some folks who are running out of time. Maybe we need to start a time exchange. Where if you got more time on your hands than you know what to deal with, you can lend it to some folks who just wish they had a little more time, who pray they had a little more time, just a little more time. Tonight we're talking about time, guys. You heard of that before. You deal with it. You got an alarm clock, don't you? Well, concepts like yesterday and tomorrow can be done away with, guys, obviously, if there's cultures who never even had a word for such a thing. And this brings us to the point. What time is it? What is this time check? What if I told you that it's made up? What if I told you that it's just one moment in time? Pew. And all you're doing is looking at the same moment from a different perspective. Perspective is everything. But there's just one moment. Everything else is an illusion, man. You know it's no such thing as tomorrow. That's why there's whole cultures that have grown up without that word in that language. You know that it's time for you to stop bullshitting yourself about sun up, sun down. The benefits of that is that you will look at this world, you will handle this world, you will address this world, you will move in this world differently. Pastoral animals look at the ground quite a bit. Sheep, cattle, herd animals. When you understand the universe that you live in, you'll look up more often like the ancients did. Do you think the ancients waste their time mapping the stars for the fun of it? Or superstition or some shit? Because you ain't standing still, brother, sister. Your little life on this earth is the life of this earth. In other words, You ever hear them talking about sending a man into space? You already, if you on Earth, you on the third rock from the sun, baby, you already in space. You are traveling. That's what excited my students so much to understand, to see that they were traveling through time and space. When someone asks you your age in the Latin language, they don't ask you how old you are. They said tieni años. They ask you how many years do you have? Time. In space. When they want to know how your age, they got a word for age, but it's more likely you're asked tieni años. How many years do you have? And what's a year, guys? The time it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. It's December. We're just getting back from going around the sun. Did you enjoy the trip? Did you see anything new, learn anything new about what you were passing by as you went around the sun? It's December. That means you're back now. January is almost here. A new year starting. And you're on your journey for a new year. Not in a circle, in a spiral. So you're going up higher now. You're spiraling upward, by the way. And so you're going to the left, like a hurricane does in the north, like a tornado does. It picks shit up. It moves to the left. Like if you was going to take a screw out of a piece of wood. When you put the screwdriver in the head of that screw, which way do you turn it to raise that screw from that wood? Lefty Lucy. You turn it to the left. And so we're moving to the left right now, thousands of miles an hour. And we're moving through space. So you're in space. You're on a spaceship now, if you want to talk about it that way. Any more than, no more than Mars or Venus. Of Jupiter, or any other the rocks, any other planets out there. You moving. And guess what? This is December. Time's up. You're back from that trip. What did you learn? What did you bring with you from that journey? I hope you brought something with you because you're on a new one now. It ain't a circle. It's not a racetrack where you go round and round in circles. It's a spiral. You just raised up a degree. So this next time around, you're going to be in a new neighborhood. Don't forget to look up. The ancients did. The ancient Greeks, ancient Egyptians, Greco-Roman period. Astrology exists, the ancient Arabics. Astrology exists for a reason. It's not to tell your horoscope. It's to find out where you are. It's to know where you are in relationship to the rest of the universe and everything in it. It's a location mechanism. Because every new, if you've moved around, everybody here has moved. Well, if you've moved from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, then you got to get to know the new neighborhood, your new neighbors, where the local stores are, where the church is, where the school is. It's a new neighborhood, guys. December, you're back. Did you enjoy the trip? Did you pick up anything? Because you're on your way out again. And it might look like the same neighborhood, but it's not. That's your time. Your time is what it looks like, but it's not. The illusion. How old are you? If I ask you how old are you, you're going to tell me how many times the earth has gone around the sun. That's how we tell a year. In the Latin, how many years do you have? How many times has the earth circled the sun in your lifetime? That used to mean wisdom, because that used to mean that you're at a higher level now than you were the last time around, if you picked up anything on the trip. I mean, if you got the lesson or learned anything on the trip, or did you think that was the same sky and the same things and your proximity to all those other planets and things is the same proximity it was last year? You're wrong. You've moved to a new neighborhood, another level. Because you're not moving in a circle. It's not a racetrack. You're moving in a spiral. So, yeah, you're back in the area, but you're on a whole another level. Time. Have you ever lost time? Time. Have you ever been reading a book or watching a movie, or you ever got into some music or got into something so deep that you didn't notice the time? Oh, it's later than I thought. You didn't age during that time. How about that? When you're in the present moment, guys, that's what I mean by being in the present moment. Like if you get lost in a book or movie where you're not paying attention to the time, that time doesn't pass for you. It might pass for everybody else, but it won't pass for you. Because in the present, there is no past or future. There's no time. In the now, that's the only time there is. In the moment. Learn to live in the now, and you in what I call the real. If there's anything real that I can reach out and touch, is right now. If I want to make a change, the only time I can change something, put my hands on it, is right now. I can't change yesterday, the past. I can't change tomorrow. It's not even here where I can get my hands on it. I got to now, though. I got now like it ain't shit. I can smell it, taste it, feel it, see it, hear it. All of my senses can detect the now and verify its existence as best I can. So if I'm going to do something, I'm going to change something. It's always going to be in the now. The past was the now when it went down. I mean, you might have post-trauma, but that's post. That's after it went down. When it went down, it was the present moment. It was then. This is now. That's what time looks like. You drag it along and make it look like yesterday and tomorrow and all that bullshit. But you know what's real. The shit you can see, smell, taste, and touch. And that ain't nothing like yesterday or tomorrow. That's now. If you're feeling shit from yesterday, then you're just carrying around baggage. If it ain't happening to you right now and you're feeling it, you're just carrying around. That's the only way that could be possible, is that you brought some shit along with you that may be baggage. Makes you feel bad thinking about. Experiencing again, post-trauma, post-traumatic syndrome, post, after the trauma. That's living in the past because the trauma was in the now and it's over. But if you're reliving it, it's kind of like being angry. If you hate somebody, they say it's kind of like drinking poison and hoping that the person you hate dies. Carrying around hate is like drinking poison and hoping that the person you hate dies. You're bringing the past with you. Perhaps it did happen, but when it happened, it was real. So what about right now? Is that real? If to now is real, that ain't anymore. You know, the past was the present at one time. The future will be the present when it goes down. So can't you see, guys, that both the past and the future are born from, sprouts up out of, originates in the present. Its life comes from the present. Its existence comes from the present. When the past happened, when the trauma happened, before it was post-traumatic, when it went down, that was the present moment, Jack. You felt every minute of it. I got that. It was good or it was terrible. I got that. But it ain't happening right now. When it happened, it was present. So the present gives birth to that past. And when the future goes down, the minute it happens, it's going to be the present moment. Not going to be the future no more. When the future goes down, that's going to be now. So don't you see? There is no other time except now, the present. And that concept of the past and the future is born out of this present moment. The past is 5 minutes ago. The future is 5 minutes from now. Can't you see, guys? Your time is all born out of right now. It wouldn't exist without now. So come here as often as you can. And live in the present moment. So I'm going to open up my lines in a minute, but I want to leave you with a poem. A poem. And the poem is called, and I don't have an author for you guys, but I might after the end of this poem if I can remember it quickly. The poem is called God's Little Moment. That's what I believe it's called. God's Little Moment. And it goes like this. I've only just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. I didn't ask for it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must give an account if I lose it. I must suffer if I abuse it. You see, it's a tiny little minute. But there's an eternity within it. I'm going to open up my lines. First of all, let me give you a little break. I'm going to give you a little music. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. That's 563-999-3531. And it should be on my site right here if you're on my site. Call me, you go straight onto the line. Everybody hears what you have to say. You go straight onto the air. And everybody will hear what I have to say in response. I'm going to open up my chat. So if you got questions, comments, concerns, pop them in the chat. I'm going to be monitoring that chat. I'm going to respond to you in that chat or over the air if you like. Let me give you a little music as we go into our call-in section. The section I call Your Time to Shine. I set this aside for you. Tonight we've been talking about time, another illusion. and you don't know how to stop time in its tracks, you do it all the time. Every time you come into present, where there is no such thing. Let me give you a little music while you think, about that. I'll be right back, guys. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Gary. Keep in mind that Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We talk about things that affect our lives every day. The difference is we take a revolutionary look at those things. We've been doing a segment called The Illusion. Well, we talk about the power of illusion and the illusion of power. Tonight, the illusion we illuminate is the illusion of the concept of time. They play with you. There's an understanding of time that you know is true, but you ignore. I told you. I was born in October. Because I teach a foreign language that's a Latin-based language, I know that October, I know that octo means eight, the number eight, octo. I know that an octopus, this creature called an octopus, I understand that that creature got that name because he had eight legs. I understood that a stop sign was built in the shape of a form called an octagon. And I understand that octagon meant eight sizes. So how is it that October is the 10th, your 10th month? You know better, but you accept this illusion to the point where, even though you know better, you pass it on generation after generation. They look at the world through that illusion. Can you get this, guys? When they hear this enough, they believe it. How can October, why would you name the 10th month Octo? Why would you name the 11th month November? When in the Latin, that would be nine, nueve. Why would you name the 12th month Dece, December, when you know in the Latin Dece means 10, to decimate, a decade, a decimal? You know Dece forever has meant 10 in the Latin. But the Roman Catholic Church, who put your calendar together, I hope you understand that. And I hope, if that doesn't bother you, that's okay. You might be Christian. If you're not, I got news for you. That calendar on your wall is okay to put there, organized and put there by, was organized and put there by Pope Gregory. That calendar on your wall or on your computer is referred to as a Gregorian calendar. It was created and put on your and sent out there as law by Rome, by the Roman Catholic Church, by the Vatican in Pacific, and by the Pope's blessings in specific. This Pope was called Pope Gregory, so therefore his calendar that he okayed for you to go live your life by is called the Gregorian calendar. And it's the one on your wall right now. It's the one on your watch. It's the one on your computer. And it's the one on your phone. That's the time they told you to live by. And you do. Oh, yes, you do. You're on their time. Because it's cognizant dissonance to look at the word octo and know the Latin and call it the 10th month and not the 8th. To call December the 12th month and not the 10th. What's really going on? Why do we have to have a month? 12 months in a year, guys. This is December. It's called the 12th month. You've accepted that. Don't make a difference to you that you're saying the 10th month is the 12th month. It's literally what you're saying. When you say December is the 12th month, you're saying the 10th month, 10 is 12. That's called 10-12. What if your kid was in school and they said, what is this? Is this 12? They said, no, that's 10. Well, let's just call it 12. Till you get used to it. And then you won't know what time it is unless I tell you what time it is. And that calendar on your wall says that the Vatican, Pope Gregory, has told you what time. Can you imagine year 1 AD, when the Catholic Church announced 1 AD, everybody who was 30 years old or 20 years old or 10 years old was 1 year old. That was the new, that's how it all starts, year 1. It's year 20 now. It's 20 grand now. It's 2,000 now. But there was a time when it was year 1 AD, after Christ, just after the death of Christ, Adnum Dominican, I guess it is. Anyway, Domino. Anyway, the year of our Lord, I guess. I don't know. And so year 1, there were people who were older than 1 year old. What were they to do? They thought they had lived 30 years. But they were informed that, oh, no, this is year 1. So when somebody asks you how many years you have, you say 1. In fact, any year before that is going backwards. How about that? You believe that? My lines are still open. Let me give you a little music while you contemplate communication. My chat room is open as well. It's your time to shine. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. My name is Gary, and I'm your host. Tonight, we've been talking about time, the illusion we call time. I told you how to stop time. Quit playing in your head with it. That's just right now. Cut it out. If you brought yesterday along with you, that's you did that. The good, bad, and the ugly. But you didn't have to. Like hate, carrying around hate is like drinking poison and hoping the person you hate dies. Have you ever heard that? You want to be a new person, you want to see a new day, quit doing shit the same way you did yesterday. Shit changes. Revolutionary life says that revolution is just change. There's a different method of making that change occur. But revolution is just change. And change is inevitable. The evolving and the revolving is out of your control. It's the reactionary who tries to hold back change. It's the revolutionary who wants to be on the vanguard of change. You know, if you're on the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped when the dust settles. If you're on the ass end of change, you might not have anything to say about a thing. You might get taken under by the wave rather than doing like a surfer, timing that wave, keeping your finger on the pulse, timing that wave, and then knowing when to jump up and ride that sucker when it gets there, and it takes you to where you want to go. And you move forward on a wave rather than be slapped by it and taken under because you're out of rhythm, out of time with what's going on around you. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. Tonight, we've been talking about the illusion called time, guys. You want to stop time? I'm here. Into the now, as often as possible. Hang out here. Ain't no time here. We don't grow old here. We don't carry the past with us. And we don't sit around worrying about the future. In the present, guys, you don't worry about what other people's intentions are towards you. You ain't got time for that. There's no time. In the present, you don't wait for then or when. Because you know ain't no then or when. It's just now, baby. When you can put your hands on something, when you can own the environment, when you can become part of something. You can't change what you don't own. You can't change other people's stuff. Own it. I'm here. We got a little more time. My lines are still open, guys. I'm going to give you a little music. If you want to contemplate communication, now is the time. I call it your time to shine. I set aside a whole side of this show just so you can call in. I open up my chat room just so if you have questions, comments, concerns, you can put them in the chat. Let me give you a little music. But this is your time. There you go. Thank you. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. My name is Gary. I'm your host. Tonight, as we do every night, weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9, Central Standard Time. Tonight, we've been talking about, we've been introducing a second segment, a third segment of our illusion section, segment. This illusion that we live under, this illusion that we've accepted. I told you that this is December. This is called December. Most of y'all know better. Some of y'all know better. But we're back, y'all. We just had a trip around the sun. You got older. Why is that? Is it the trip around the sun that made you older? Is it something about the fact that the Earth went around the sun just now, 12 months, and we're back, that made you older, made your hair grow gray or longer, or your skin change, your health change? Is it just the fact that the Earth went around the sun one more time and came back here? It's December, so we're back. Does that make you older just because that happened? What is it about the sun? What is it about the Earth traveling around the sun that makes you age? Is it the time that it takes the Earth to circle the sun? 12 months. Is it the time that it takes that makes you age? What has it got to do with it, guys? I'm asking. You're aging. Why? Just because the Earth went around the sun? Or because of the time that passed? Well, because if I ask you how old you are, you're going to give me a time, aren't you? If I ask you what's your age, you're going to tell me how many years you have. Years. A year is the time it takes the Earth to go around the sun. So if it ain't the Earth going around the sun that made you older, then I guess it was the time that it took that made you older. Time makes you older. Time is the topic of this presentation, and I called it an illusion. So possibly this idea that time makes you older is an illusion too. If I ask you how old you are, you're going to tell me how many times the sun has gone around, the Earth has circled the sun, how many years you have. I'm 5 years, 10 years, 12 years old. You're going to give me a time frame, a time. So is it the time that caused the gray hairs? Is it the time that caused you to grow up and get older? Is it the movement of the Earth around the sun that does it? What is it that's connected between the movement around the sun that we do every year that makes you older, that affects your skin and your hairs and your bones and all that good stuff? What are you doing aging because of that? Or what is it your aging has to do with that? What is your connection with time to your aging? Because that's how you tell me how old you are. How many times, how many years, how many circling of the suns you've lived. So is it the circling of the sun or the time it takes that's making you older? And if it's time that's making you older, if you have to identify your aging in terms of years, 12 months, weeks, 52 weeks, so is it just a passage of time? It's just a passage of time that makes you older. Well, let's talk about time. Tonight, I ask you to talk about time. If it makes you older, it's a hell of a conversation to have then, isn't it? I told you it was an illusion. Maybe your aging is too. Isn't that interesting? Because you measure your aging. You say something about time has something to do with the fact that you're getting older. If you agree with that, that you blame time, then what is that? What is time? Who invented that? I told you you could stop time, and I told you how. I told you to come here, into the now, the moment, the present. Like losing yourself in a good book, you forget about time. Other people are suffering from it. And somebody may have to remind you of it. But for the moment, there's no such thing. You don't know how much time has just passed when you're lost into something, when you immersed in the moment. Other people do. They age. You don't. I want to thank everybody who listened in tonight for listening in tonight. And I'll see you tomorrow night. You know why? Because we're here every week, day, night, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll call it Revolutionary Life. If you want to know when we're live, guys, if you're on my site, up in the upper right-hand corner, I think it's the right-hand corner to you. It should be the right-hand corner. There's a follow button. Click that button, and you'll be alerted, notified when we're live. And it may give you a head up on what the topic is going to be. Also, across from that follow button, there's a share button. We have to learn to share, people. They tell me we have to learn to care, and we have to learn to share. So please share. There might be people who are interested in change. We're not afraid of change. And revolution is just change. Thank you for listening in. I want to wish you a good night. I want you to remember that all of these shows are on demand. So this show in an hour from now, so will be on my on-demand section as well. If you couldn't stay for the whole show, if you missed it. All right? So you take care. Thank you for listening in. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 7. Good night. Buenas noches. Buona notte. Ciao.